Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Once again, everyone, and welcome to your favorite source for golf news and entertainment. This is Tee to Green. I'm Jerry Butenhoff coming to you, as usual, from the five-star Broadmoor Resort and Golf Club in Colorado Springs. And we have a full boat for you on the show today, so let's get right at it and tell you what's coming up. The PGA Merchandise Show just completed another successful run in Orlando yesterday. And to fill us in on some of the highlights and new products will be the show general manager, Ed Severall. Ed has been with us numerous times on the show in the past, and he will tell us about what went on this week and highlight some of the new goodies that you can maybe find in your pro shop this coming spring and summer here. One of the highlights during the show was the announcement on Thursday morning that Meg Mallon will captain the 2013 U.S. Solheim Cup team. That event will be in our backyard here in Colorado at the Colorado Golf Club in Parker, which is just southeast of Denver. The tournament director for the Solheim Cup next year is Doug Eibling, and he will be along to talk about Meg's selection and give us a very early preview of the event that will take place in August of 2013, the next Solheim Cup. Then we'll talk women's shoes, women's golf shoes to be exact, with Mickey Gallus, who is the owner of Tiptee Toe Golf Shoes. They're a fairly new company that has come out with a new wedge sole design, and Mickey will explain what that's all about, all today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up, I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Along with all of that, we'll take you on tour to find out what the pros are doing, tell you how Tiger's doing in Abu Dhabi. He's in contention. And we'll also give you a couple little hints of things you can do on our website. All coming up today on Tee to Green on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio, coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Showed up as a single at the golf club today, but I'm going to be paired up with a threesome of excellent guests today, so we will get right to it. This first guest has been a friend of Jay and mine's for quite a few years now. We love talking to him once or twice every year about the PGA Merchandise Show, which takes place all the time at this week in Orlando, and also about the Las Vegas show, which is later in the summer and everything. He's a big fan of the show, and we welcome once again the general manager of the PGA Merchandise Show, Ed Severall. Ed, good morning. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. Hey, good morning, everyone, and we're just wrapping up the 59th annual PGA Merchandise Show, and boy, it was an exciting show in a series of 59. I think this was it.
Yeah, 59 years already. I was going to ask you, I didn't remember how long this thing had been going on. You haven't been around for all of those, have you?
I wish I was, but I will tell you, it's great because as we look at even the 60th, I heard great stories from Barney Adams and how he used the PGA Merchandise Show to introduce his great company, and Ken Schwartz, who is the founder of Ahead Headwear, how he used the show to really build his company. So there's a lot of great stories there in the 59 years of the PGA Merchandise Show, from parking lots at Dunedin to Orlando Convention Center this year.
Yeah, and Ed, I got to thank you guys also, because we've used the little manual that you put out each year with all the vendors, and we've gotten a lot of guests for our show over the course of time just thumbing through that and looking up some new and interesting companies. So we thank you for that too. Ed, the first thing I want to ask you is, you know, during this show, the enthusiasm is always great with all of the golf people and all of the vendors and everybody that's coming out with new products or new companies that show up. But is there a consensus, maybe a little bit, about a golf rebound heading our way now also?
You know, I really think there is. You know, I'm looking at all the articles that are being written today. You know, as we wrapped up yesterday, all the blogs, the print vehicles, and they're all saying the same thing. There is a perceptible buzz that's coming out of the show with all the new equipment, all the new apparel. And really, I mean, when you look at the end of the year for 2011, rounds started to tick up. We're having terrific weather up in the Northeast from the standpoint of a lot of golf courses have put in a lot of rounds late into the season. And as they head into 2012, especially with the introduction of Golf 2.0, I think that rebound that people have been saying is on its way for golf, and 2012 looks like it could be a good year for the game of golf.
Ed, we've had a few people on our show over the past, year and a half, let's say, talking about golf marketing. And I don't know if I know at the show you have various speakers and everything. And we've had some experts say that some of the dip in golf is because the country clubs or the public courses or the resorts or what have you have been a little lax in marketing the game itself and marketing their locations. Has there been a lot of talk about, you know, an uptick and people getting together and talking about new marketing strategies at all?
Well, actually, more than an uptick, I mean, actual reality. Jack Nicklaus, honored us by joining us at the show on Thursday to kick it off. And he was there not only to keynote, but also to really help energize and bring and deliver Golf 2.0. And what that is that there's an initiative led by the PGA of America with the Allied Associations of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, the National Golf Course Owners Association, the USGA, PGA Tour. They're getting together to really bring in young people into the game to make it more accessible, to make it more fun, and to really provide alternative ways to play. And I think you're right. I mean, when a sport is popular, sometimes you don't need to market it as much as you do. Now we all as an industry need to step up that marketing, and we need to bring young people into the game. And Golf 2.0 is doing that. I mean, it begins as young as, you know, 3- and 4- and 5-year-olds who are using Snag Golf to be able to get into the game. It's six hole rounds. It's forward tees for younger people. It's dedicated times at even private clubs to bring in families with kids to get them into the game. So I think it's more than an uptick. I think right now the efforts that are underway are going to begin to pay off with more people coming in to enjoy this great game.
I'm glad you mentioned Snag Golf. We're going to have someone with that group on the show sometime in the next month, I think, or so here. Ed, we always like to ask you about some highlights of the show and some new products and or maybe some upgrades of some of the things that we already know about that caught your attention during the course of the event each year. Anything stand out for you this year?
Well, how about the entire show? The excitement level was probably at the highest pitch that we've seen in years. Every company was on the floor, including the return of FootJoy for the first time since 2000. Just the excitement. You had new introductions with Cobra and their Amp series of woods. You had the Rocket Tour and Rocket Balls, the R11S from TaylorMade. Titleist had new Vokey wedges, and Scotty Cameron was there with his new lineup of putters. I could go on and on. The celebrity factor was out in force. I spoke about Jack Nicklaus. Lee Trevino was there with his normal large crowds, David Love III. But more importantly, there was a lot of new items that were out there. And, you know, golf today, from a retail standpoint, has expanded so much. It's beyond equipment. It's beyond apparel. The amount of accessories that are out there, and not just accessories to help you play the game, but really from a fashion standpoint to accessorize the outfits, belts, scarves, things that will be available in pro shops that have a golf theme to them are going to be tremendous, and they were all at the PGA Merchandise Show this year.
Yeah, the like you said, the accessories, and we all know that golfers love gadgets and stuff like that, and the number of those, you know, going back over the last 10 or 12 years with all the new range finders and everything that you can clip onto your bag, it's just grown phenomenally, even in your time as the general manager of the show, hasn't it?
Absolutely, and you know, the thing is, you have Bushnell, you have Sky Golf, you have the U-Pro Series with Callaway. I mean, just the number of rangefinders that are out there today, it's tremendous. Not just the quantity, but really just the variety, what they do today in terms of being able to really make the game more enjoyable. That's what it's all about. But the other thing is, we actually started last year, you talk about gadgets, we started something called the Inventor's Spotlight. And we all know that you know, Billy Callaway, while he was everything from a winemaker to other things, he was also an inventor, and that's why the Hickory Stick came along. And certainly John Solheim and the Karsten manufacturing, Karsten Solheim, in terms of him, you know, being an inventor of a putter with a sound that made a ping, we actually have the Inventor Spotlight. And last year we had 15 companies or individuals. This year we had 24. And I like to call them, these are people that have a daytime job and at night are inventing things around golf. And the items that were there, the items that are not yet commercialized, people that are looking to have someone invest in them, are just tremendous. I mean, very unique. And who knows, maybe the next one will be the next Callaway.
Yeah, you never know. And it's great that that people, it's great that we've got all these tinkerers in America, isn't it?
Without tinkerers, you don't have Barney Adams and Adams Golf, or Callaway and Callaway Golf, or a head and headwear. I mean, the thing is that at the end of the day, golf is, you know, it's all, it's not a corporate sport. It's something that started with individuals, and that's why their name is on the door in most cases.
Yeah, it really is. Ed, I guess you've got the summer or the fall show coming up in Las Vegas again this year. What are the dates on that one?
Yeah, that's going to be August 28th, 29th, with our demo day on the 27th. It's out in Las Vegas, PGA Expo. You can learn more at www.pgaexpo.com. Again, it will be held in conjunction with Market, Magic, and Moda. And the good thing is that from a PGA professional and industry buyer standpoint, that's the time to look at apparel. And it's really the apparel week, fashion week, as we like to call it. But boy, the amount of new equipment that also gets introduced there has gained in the past few years. And we're looking for an exciting show. Again, anyone in the golf industry interested in that show, PGAExpo.com for more information.
Ed, it's always great to have you. Thanks again for the update, and we'll talk to you later on this year. Good job, buddy.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Ed Severall from the PGA Merchandise Show. Doug Eibling from the 2013 U.S. Solheim Cup will be up next on Tee to Green. You're listening to us on Sirius Channel 208, XM Channel 93, worldwide also on American Forces Radio. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Class is up fourfold over the last decade. Precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, smart money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-star and AAA 5-diamond awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about specialty shots from around the green. The first being, if your ball comes to rest a yard or so from the green in not too long a grass, and you have a pin position which has some distance between the edge of the green and yourself, think about using a fairway wood to roll that ball towards your target. What this does is prevent the chili dip. It gets the ball rolling towards your target, and it's a much easier shot to get out of situations like that. It takes a little bit of practice. Choke down on the club, right down to the metal. Stand over the ball a bit more. Practice this out on the toe of the club a wee bit. It's like a putting stroke, but you'll get better at this in a hurry. The second one being is if you have a putter in your hand and you think you're on the green and you're not, but your golf cart is 50 yards away or so, you can get pretty darn good with a putter from off the green, even if the grass is a little higher. And how you do this is play the ball way back in your stance, behind your back foot. Behind your back foot, very, very necessary. Pick the club straight up in the air with your hands and hit the ball on a descending blow. It'll hop over the trouble onto the green, and the spin imparted on the ball will get it rolling towards its target. You want your hands forward on this shot like you're going to hit a chip. So hands forward, ball played back behind your back foot, and pick the club straight up with your hands. Hit it with a descending blow. The spin imparted will get it going towards your target.
For more on getting the ball up and down around the green, check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your nearest PGA professional.
We like to call it dedicated destination listening for dedicated golfers. There we go. I knew I'd get that right. Tee to Green coming to you every Sunday morning from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Jerry Butenhoff hosting solo again this week. One of the bigger events that has gotten more and more attention over the past few years is the Solheim Cup, which of course is the women's version of the Ryder Cup, if you will. It's held every other year between the United States and Europe. Europe rallied on Sunday this past year in Ireland to retake the cup for the first time in a while. The next one is coming up in August of 2013, right in our backyard here at the Colorado Golf Club up in Parker, which is just southeast of Denver a little bit. And during the merchandise show in Orlando this week, on Thursday morning, it was announced that Meg Mallon will be the captain of the U.S. Team for the Solheim Cup next summer. And to talk about that selection and all that surrounds it is Doug Eibling, who will be the tournament director for the event next year. And I'm sure we'll have Doug on the show various times between now and next August. But this will be his first appearance. Doug, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great, Jerry. Thanks so much for having me this morning. How are you?
Better than average. How's that?
I like it. Sounds good.
Usually this is a little bit too early in, on a weekend for me to commit one way or another, but I'm doing good so far. Not unexpected, the announcement of Meg Mallon. It was pretty obvious that she would be a captain one of these years coming up. Interesting that I don't know that this has happened before, that the announcement was made during the merchandise show. Explain the thinking around that a little bit, and let's get going there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, we are obviously thrilled with Meg as captain. Just can't imagine a better person. It's the right time for her. I know as you guys have had her on the show several times, there's just not many better people in the world, let alone the fiery competitor and her history with the Solheim Cup. So she's going to be a great fit. And our thinking behind announcing at the PGA Merchandise Show is, for lack of a better term, it is the nexus of the golf universe for those 4 or 5 days. All of the golf media is there. Everybody, who's who in the golf business is there. And this was really the first time we had our selection in place, and at this stage that coincided with the merchandise show, and thought, what a great opportunity if we can make all this work to make sure we're getting all the proper attention, as much media attention around this as we can, and making this as big of a story as we think it is. As you mentioned, it is the Solheim Cup has definitely grown over the last few events, and we've gone from the event started in 1990 at Lake Nona, and probably we don't have great records on that, but less than 1,000 people we know attended that event, and it was more of a curiosity of what's this new event that's been created. And at the 2009 event just outside Chicago, we had 120,000 people. So it has blown up, really, and we just thought this was the right time to pay the right tribute to an event of our size and a character of Meg Mallon's stature to make sure that everybody in the golf world knew this was the big news. So we were just, it just worked out perfectly, and we couldn't be happier with both the announcement and the selection.
I know that Jay and I are certainly looking forward to this event, especially after talking to some of the people that you're working with up there, like Tom Farrell and people like that, that went to the event in 2009 and said that it was the most fun golf event they'd ever attended. And from media types who tend to be a little jaded from time to time, that's really saying something, I think.
Yeah, that one always does put a smile on my face because we certainly think it's different than your average tour event or average tour stop, for sure. And it is, for people that haven't been or haven't been able to see it, it resides somewhere between a golf match and like a European soccer match. It's the patriotism, the folks with painted faces, the costumes at the first tee. I mean, what I like to tell people is, most events have to build their largest bleacher and viewing areas around the 18th green, and our challenge is that we have to build it around the first tee because that's the spot where everybody wants to be. Everybody wants to see those matches go off in the morning. And I mean, from the crack of dawn, you've got the European fans and the U.S. fans going back and forth with chants and songs, and it's an electric atmosphere. And, yes, Tom Farrell, our friend, went to the 2009 event and liked it so much that we were able to get him to go over to Ireland in 2011, and he blogged for the Post, for the Denver Post, and wrote kind of from the perspective of a Colorado Golf Club member that this is what's coming our way, folks, in 2 years' time, so get ready. So it was really neat.
Meg Mallon has been an eight-time participant in the Solheim Cup, a 5-2-1 singles record. 13-9-7 overall. That point total is a second in U.S. history, only to Julie Inkster. Talking with Doug Eibling, by the way, who's the tournament director for the 2013 Solheim Cup. Doug, Meg is one of those people that really has a passion for the Solheim Cup. Has that become a real factor in selecting a captain now?
Yeah, well, definitely. I think it is. And it's hard, the process has been set to where we're almost guaranteed to get people that are passionate about it because we really draw on a pool of past players, past assistant captains, players that have had the involvement and they've played in the Solheim Cup. Meg played in 8, assistant captain for 1, and then was captain of the Ping Junior Solheim Cup team over in Ireland this year. So if you step back and look at it with kind of a natural progression and seemed like the right time for Meg, with her having just recently announced that she's going to step away from competitive play, that with her having been an assistant, having been then a captain, and as you mentioned, that I can't get past the 5-2-1 record in singles is just incredible, for lack of a better term. That right there is probably the definition of a fiery competitor, because if you can post that kind of a record in singles competition on Sunday in that pressure cooker, you've got heart, you've got spunk, you've got the passion. So along with, as we know, we don't need to comment on Meg Mallon's skill. We know her skill level. I think it's fantastic, and it's fun for somebody in my position to see. We had Rosie Jones in 2011 again as captain, who was again another fiery competitor and passionate about the Solheim Cup. We had Beth Daniel in 2009, Meg in 11, and if you look at the kind of the list of who might be coming through the pipeline beyond 13, it's all these ladies that have such fantastic, phenomenal records and history with the Solheim Cup. Quite frankly, it makes my job really, really easy because they are so enthusiastic about performing, about being promoting the Solheim Cup, being available for appearances, talking about the event. We don't have to script them at all. The passion comes from the heart, and it's so much fun to see.
There you go. And we're running out of time here. We haven't even had time to talk about Meg's Colorado connections, which certainly will make it fun for her and fun for the fans that are going to show up and everything. Tickets are on sale, I guess, already. Is that right?
Tickets are on sale. SolheimCup.com has all the information that folks need. Tickets are on sale, and we'll also, I know you've got a lot of loyal folks that like to volunteer and help out at our golf events. We'll be opening up our volunteer process this spring, and people can look at SolheimCup.com for that as well.
Beautiful. Doug Eibling, I'm sure we'll have you on frequently here up until that time. Thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you soon. Doug Eibling on
Tee to Green. Thank you, Jerry. Have a wonderful day.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning, everyone. This is Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. This morning, I'm going to talk to you about a few driving tips and how to help you get off the tee better. A couple things we want you to be aware of. One is grip pressure, very, very important. Most people grip the club too tightly, and especially the driver. Make sure you've got the grip nice and light in your hands. Just no more tension on there than enough to hold the club. Secondly, you want to hit something that you can get off the tee and in play. Do not be so worried about hitting the thing 10 yards further with the driver if you hit it perfectly. If you hit the 3-wood great on the sweet spot, go ahead and hit that. Now, the other thing I want you to worry about is when you turn with a driver, the object is to get a nice full shoulder turn. So when you take the club away, the butt end of the club and your belt buckle need to go in unison on your takeaway. Lastly, you need to pose on your right toe at finish. That will make sure that you hit all the ball with all your weight.
For more on driving, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
This is the show by golfers for golfers, Tee to Green, coming to you from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to thank Jamie back in San Francisco for running the show for the first time for us today. He's doing a great job back there. You can also find us on XM Channel 93 and Sirius Channel 208. If you got that Jones for the show and you're not at home and you're driving somewhere, maybe to the golf course, for example, good place to find us there, both on Sirius and XM Radio. You know, to be honest with you, I never thought that I would be ever hosting a radio show and talking about women's shoes. But this is a little different. This is a golf show, and we're going to talk about women's golf shoes. There's a fairly new company out called Tiptoe Golf Shoes, and the owner, Mickey Gallis, is going to explain to us what they're all about and talk about the new wedge shoe design that they've come up with. And they were just at the merchandise show in Orlando this week. Mickey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Good morning to you.
Let's talk about, let's just get into a little company history and a little personal history and how you got this all going and what Tiptoe Shoes is and what you're trying to do here.
Okay, thank you. Tiptoe was developed starting in 2008 when I accidentally forgot my golf shoes, went out to the course because I was late for my game, and played in an open-toe 2 1/8-inch wedge slide. Played my best round of golf ever. Knew that it was the shoes because I could just tell by the way that I hit the ball that I was always on the balls of my feet. So having said that, I played with it all season just to be sure. And at the end of the season, I worked with an artist, and she was able to help me design a shoe, get to a patent attorney, and within 4 months we had our first prototype.
Beautiful.
The shoe has been, the heel height now has been reduced by a half inch. It's much more athletic looking. There's no argument. We just got back this morning from the PGA show. There was no argument saying, oh, I could never golf in that shoe. When you put the shoe on, you immediately know you're forward on the balls of your feet, which just promote better balance and weight, pardon me, and weight transfer.
Now, when you're talking about, you know, having a little higher sole than normal, how hard has it been for you to, sell your clients or customers on this before they put them on? Let's say, they're used to, being a little more flat-footed on the golf course. Has it been a tough sell to get people to buy into what you've done here?
In all honesty, everybody in the initial 2 years that we were at the PGA show. 2010 and 11, with the higher heel, yes. We had to talk them into putting it on their foot. But once they're in it, they were very flat to the ground. This year, we developed the new lower wedge, USGA conforming, and they look great. They perform really well on the course. Women put it on this year at the show, the last 3 days, and none of them, not one time did we have someone say, oh, I could never golf in this. So it really is a much more aesthetically pleasing look to them that they're not arguing and with themselves as a perspective, just saying, too high. It's not too high anymore.
You know, I'm talking with Mickey Gallus, by the way, who's the owner of Tiptee Toe Golf Shoes. Mickey, actually, you know, your theory here is pretty sound and straightforward to some degree, because a lot of people, you know, men and women, for example, some of their bad shots, or a lot of their bad shots, one of the simple causes is the fact that they get back on their heels a little too much and don't stay over the ball. You've kind of fixed that problem for them, haven't you?
Well, it's a funny story, because I'm just an average golfer, maybe less than average, and my sons are very decent golfers, and at the end of the season, I just said to them, okay, here's the shoe I golfed in all summer, open toe wedge slide. Why did this work? And within minutes, they were saying, well, you can go back to the roll towel drill, or standing on a board, or standing on a door jamb to get the feel of being on the balls of your feet. And I really asked, why doesn't someone have a shoe like this? And we searched it. We had a patent attorney search it. There are no wedge design golf shoes. So we're a spikeless all-day wear sole with a detachable strap, so you can coordinate as women like to, their colors. And then on each strap, there's a magnetic ball marker.
Oh, nice. So you've accessorized it a little bit for them, too. When you were first looking into this and working on the sole design and the patents, was it a lot of trial and error? The concept is very simple. I think you said it only took you 4 months. So things really went quickly, didn't they?
They went really quickly. The patent just was approved in July of this year, but the first prototype we actually had within 4 months. Since then, we have changed manufacturers. We were able to find a better quality leather, a more durable rubber DRC base. As I said, it's very nubby, spikeless sole. So, yeah, it went actually, when you look at it, it went very quickly.
I've been on the website a little bit earlier this week, and you know, personally, some of your colors are something that I would not wear, obviously. But I know, like you said, how women fashion and coordinate and everything on the golf course. I think you've hit about all the color combinations that people really need, or are there more coming?
No, there will be two more designs coming after the show. We're able to talk with a lot of really nice designers, and we have some great ideas for two more shoes. Actually, the higher, what I'm thinking you saw on the website, is the higher shoe, which is being held in clearance now, because it is not the USGA conforming height.
Right.
It is the lower heel, which is 1.5 inches, the wedge. Those colors are much more subdued. There's basically a black and a white, but we've piped them out with color. So you probably saw a white shoe with black piping.
I did, yes.
That returned because it was very popular. But if people go to the website, they'll be able to see the new line.
Okay, and those are up right now, right? Is that right?
Yes, they are. In fact, I believe it was just last Monday, right before the PGA show, that we launched the new lines. Pardon me, the new line on the website.
Good deal. Do you foresee branching out with different? Is this going to be, you know, your sole focus with Tiptee Toe Shoes, or do you see yourself branching out a little bit into maybe a slightly different shoe design, or maybe other golf related apparel, or am I going way too fast here?
No, we've been asked to come up with a men's line, which is very interesting, and because of the new look of the shoe and the fact that it does get you forward to the balls of your feet, we, on multiple occasions during the show, were asked to look into a men's line, so we are doing that. We are looking into coming out with an open sandal, not really anything more, different than something that's more secure around the foot, not just like a wedge slide like I golfed in. And then, of course, we've been asked to look at some more colors. At
now,
this point, we aren't looking into apparel, but we have had a very nice designer apparel company approach us at the show that would like to partner, and we would be their shoe line.
Yeah, yeah. That there's certainly a lot of that that goes along in various sports. Golf and tennis certainly come to mind in particular. Now, I know, you know, as far as women wearing and golfing in these type of shoes, who are used to wearing, you know, some higher heels, you know, for various occasions and what have you, probably not a real hard sell. You're going to have to do a little marketing to the men, though, I think.
Well, we thought so, too, but it was amazing at the show how many men said, I don't find that that's offensive at all. It's not that high, and it knocked off some strokes, and I, you know, was forward on the balls of my feet. I don't care. It's fine with me. So they just want men's colors.
There you go. So we won't see any lime green or neon pink in the men's line, I'm guessing, right?
You won't. No, no. You definitely won't. You might see a black, solid black. You might see a brown with maybe like a khaki piping.
Sure. Okay. Good. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I promise you.
Talking with Mickey Gallus of Tip-Tee-Toe Golf Shoes. Mickey, what's your business background prior to your, you know, brainstorming and coming up with this great shoe idea? What were you doing before this?
I own a real estate company as well, just outside of Chicago. So I'm currently residing in Tampa, Florida, promoting the shoe for the next 4 to 6 months. And then I go back and forth because of the real estate business.
All right, so that you're building up those frequent flyer miles. That's good.
Yeah.
we can all use a free flight every now and then in today's world. Do you get the free? Do the bags fly for free also if you get a free flight, or do they still charge you for those?
No, the bags fly for free.
Awesome. That's nice.
Uh-huh.
So we just got a minute or so. Tell people about the website, what the website is, and how they can find more information.
Yes, please go to our website at tiptoe.com. It's TIPTEETOE.com. You'll see the newest design that we just launched Wednesday at Demo Day at the PGA show. You can order directly online. We have every color and all sizes in stock. Usually at this time you're waiting for delivery, but we ordered early, so we have it ready to go. I think people will really be pleased with it. Each shoe comes with a magnetic ball marker, and you can interchange colored straps. So I think the women will really like the style factor.
Beautiful. Mickey Gallus from Tip-Tee-Toe Golf Shoes. Thanks very much for getting us up to speed. Best of luck, and we'll keep track of your progress.
Please do. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Mickey Gallus from Tip-Tee-Toe Golf. We'll be back with our On Tour segment coming up right after this. Stay with us.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Dish Network is making the best value in TV even better. Introducing the new Blockbuster Movie Pass, included for up to 12 months when you sign up for Dish Network with a qualifying package. Get thousands of on-demand titles streaming straight to your TV or PC. Plus, unlimited access to over 100,000 movies, TV shows, and games by mail. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. The best value in digital TV is available with a Dish Network authorized retailer. Call us today at 800-283-7507 for savings, quality, and value only with Dish Network. That's 800-283-7507. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Prices include $5 for Blockbuster Movie Pass. Requires Dish Online account, broadband internet, and compatible receiver. Call for details.
We always call it the fastest hour in radio, T to Green. Jerry Butenhoff here. Go to our website, teetogreenradio.com. One of the cool things you can do if you're messing around on there is tee it up on some of the world's great golf courses. Go to the website and hit the virtual golf link for the World Golf Tour, the WGT link on the homepage, and you can play virtual golf on some of the world's greatest golf courses. Great graphics on that application and little game, and test your scores against other players around the country. Time to go on tour and let you know what's going on in the world of professional golf. The PGA is at Torrey Pines at the Farmers Insurance Open. Kyle Stanley trying to go wire to wire and win his first event. Had a pair of 68s after an opening 62 on the North Course. And he's at minus 18. He's now 5 shots ahead of both John Rollins and John Hough, who both also shot 68s on Saturday. And then Bill Haas and Sangmoon Bai, another shot back. So Kyle Stanley with a nice, comfortable lead, but Torrey Pines can certainly be tricky, and so certainly he is not home free, especially trying to win his first event. The HSBC European event in Abu Dhabi, Tiger Woods and Robert Rock both shot 66s yesterday, to finish 3 rounds at minus 11 and tied for the lead with a 2-stroke advantage over Rory McIlroy, Paul Lawrie, Peter Hansen, and Francesco Molinari. That event is going on right now on the Golf Channel. The last time I checked, Rock had moved to 13 under and was one ahead of McIlroy, with Woods still at a minus 11, 2 shots back. Woods will make his U.S. debut at Pebble Beach 2 weeks from now. So there we go. Champions Tour and Women's will be coming up also in a couple weeks, and we'll have a lot more golf to bring you from the professional side here in the States pretty soon. So, great show today. Thanks to all our guests. Ed Several, General Manager of the PGA Merchandise Show. Doug Eibling, Tournament Director for the 2013 Solheim Cup coming up in Colorado. Go to solheimcup.com if you're interested in tickets already. And as he said, volunteer information will be coming up on that shortly. And Mickey Gallus, Tiptoe, T-I-P-T-E-E-T-O-E, tiptoe.com for women's golf shoes with the new wedge design. Thanks to everybody for a great show today. Thanks to Jamie in San Francisco. See you next week. Until then, hit 'em long and hit 'em straight.